Perdue topped the six other candidates in the packed GOP Senate primary, capturing about 30% of the vote.
You know, one thing we did do tonight is we retired three career politicians. And we got one more to go.
As he'd done throughout his campaign, Perdue continued to paint himself as an outsider looking to tackle partisan Washington. After his victory speech, he said he'll maintain that strategy in the runoff. While Perdue needs to win the runoff in order to compete in the general election, he says he's ready to take on Democratic nominee Michelle Nunn come November.
In the primary, it was all about, can we get in a runoff? Who are the best two people to get in a runoff? I think we're going to present a case that we will be the best Republican nominee to beat Michelle Nunn in the fall.
Perdue and Kingston are vying to succeed retiring GOP Senator Saxby Chambliss. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.
And I'm Ellie Yu. At Jack Kingston's election party at the Georgia Tech Conference Center in Midtown Atlanta, the crowd was electric. Kingston moved ahead of the other candidates, including former Secretary of State Karen Handel, and just past 11:30 advanced to the runoff. During his victory speech, he told supporters he's willing to fight hard to keep the Senate seat Republican.
We are absolutely going to turn this country around.
For the next 2 months, Kingston says he'll be using retail politics to reach his voters.
We don't have the kind of money that Mr. Perdue has. We have a grassroots organization. We have to lean on a lot of high voter touch, and that's what we will be doing. So we're going to go out and talk to every single person in Georgia who's interested in this race.
He'll meet candidate David Perdue on July 22nd. For WABE News, I'm Ellie Yu.